an internationally known musician and activist in exile from Vietnam, now makes her home in Pittsburgh. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has this profile of Mai Khoi and her long fight for free expression.
It started a bit like a fairy tale, a girl from a poor family and her dream.
I always want to become a pop star to help my family. Because TV taught me that people got rich from singing.
Dang Wei Mai Khoi moved to Saigon and launched a music career. By her late 20s, she was a full-fledged pop star. That's Mai's song, Saigon Boom Boom. By Western standards, her public image was not jarring. She dyed her hair pink and once shaved half of it off. But in a country where the ruling Communist Party tightly controls discourse, she was outrageous enough to get nicknamed the Lady Gaga of Vietnam. Some of her statements caused controversy, too.
Like, I say, I don't want to have children. And that's called, like, national scandal.
Censorship is standard procedure in Vietnam. If you're a musician, your music, lyrics, costumes, and stage shows all face prior review by the Ministry of Culture. But Mai really got in trouble in 2016. That's when she tried to run for a seat in Vietnam's National Assembly as an independent candidate.
And I think, yes, it could be. I could be a voice for change.
The government kicked her off the ballot. Weeks later, she was back in the spotlight as one of a group of dissidents who met publicly with President Barack Obama when he visited Vietnam. But that meeting with Obama and her run for office had repercussions. Police began raiding Mai's concerts.
Yeah, they tried to stop my career. They make my life difficult.
Mai was evicted from her house, but she kept speaking out for women's rights and free expression. Driven underground, she formed a new group, straightforwardly called Mai Khoi and the Dissidents, that played more experimental music, often with protest lyrics. In 2018, the Human Rights Foundation gave her its Vaclav Havel Prize for Creative Dissent. Ashley Tucker is with the Artistic Freedom Initiative, a nonprofit based in New York City.
The way she is outspoken on censorship and free speech, she's fearless.
In late 2019, Mai traveled to New York City for the premiere of a documentary about her. The risks of persecution back in Vietnam were high, so Tucker's group helped her stay. Mai worked on a one-woman show about her life.
There's something very visceral about her music and her compositions. It's just very raw and also very beautiful.
One song, titled Please Sir, sarcastically begs censors for the right to expression. Another is a cry of anguish at the injustice of re-education camps for Vietnamese political prisoners. Mai came to Pittsburgh this fall thanks to the University of Pittsburgh's Scholars at Risk program. Pitt professor Michael Goodhart, who created the program, says that while Mai isn't technically a scholar,
She's really in the thick of a bunch of issues, which as recent events underscore again, are just the essential issues of our political moment.
One such issue is social justice in social media. For instance, Mai has criticized Facebook for cooperating with the Vietnamese government to shut down activist accounts and for allowing pro-government trolls to silence dissidents by reporting that their posts violate, quote, community standards. Mai has met several times with Facebook officials. Facebook did not supply a comment for this story. In Pittsburgh, Mai has focused on completing her one-woman show, which she ironically titled Bad Activist. It's 45 minutes of storytelling and music. Mai performs in a spangled jacket and platform boots, accompanied by pianist Mark Michelli. She wants to inspire others to activism.
Right now, I can see not only Vietnam, many countries, and even the U.S. is having a big problem. And we should all be activists to make the better world in the future.
Bad Activist is pre-recorded in English and Vietnamese with subtitles. It premieres online through Pitt on January 27th. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.